It's Tuesday, June 16th, and you're listening to The Uprise Daily. This is a grassroots effort from activists around the country to compile information about the protests that have been happening in the wake of the police murders of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. Our work is by no means comprehensive, and it's all done on a volunteer basis. That being said, here's what happened yesterday on Monday, June 15th. In Orlando, Florida, speakers from youth-led organizations and other activists called for immediate changes to the police department and funding allocation in a city hall public forum. Orlando Youth in Action Movement has a 10-point plan, which includes giving the Citizens Review Board the power to terminate and independently investigate police officers, making changes to the excessive force policy, and investing in public health and minority economic development. In St. Petersburg, Florida, it was the 16th straight day of protests. Dozens marched in a protest during the day, and close to 100 participated in a march and car caravan in the evening. Despite relatively small crowds, the action successfully blocked traffic and commerce. There was no visible police presence. In Tallahassee, Florida, Aluatoyin Salu, a well-known 19-year-old Black Lives Matter activist that appeared on several videos of protests, was found killed on Monday after going missing earlier this month. Her Twitter thread describing her assailant went viral before her final disappearance. Here's a clip of her speaking at a protest.
Nah, can't nobody silence me. It's not that all lives don't matter, but right now, our lives matter. Black lives matter.
Yes.
Black trans lives matter.
Yes.
Trans lives matter.
Yes.
Because guess what? We all minorities, but right now, like, let's focus on the person who got killed. Tony McDay was a Black trans man. Okay? We're not doing this. We doing this for him. We doing this for our brothers and our sisters who got shot. But we doing this for every Black person. Because at the end of the day, I cannot take my fucking skin color off.
In Atlanta, Georgia, thousands protested the murder of Rashard Brooks. Mayor Bottoms held a press conference promising police reform, but for most protesters, this is not enough. More demonstrations are planned throughout the week. In Minneapolis, Minnesota, demonstrators are still regularly gathering at the George Floyd Memorial Site. The Powderhorn Sanctuary continues to house former hotel sanctuary guests, and organizers put out a call to action to continue to pressure the city council to find a more sustainable housing solution. In St. Cloud, Minnesota, amid rumors that local police shot a young Black man on Monday, a crowd gathered at 3 a.m. and marched to the police station. There was some property destruction reported as protesters marched and police fired tear gas. Hours later, the local police chief clarified that an officer was shot in the hand during an altercation earlier, not the suspect. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, a member of the New Mexico Civil Guard, an armed militia, shot a man who was attempting to take down the statue of Juan de Onate, a Spanish conquistador. The man is in critical but stable condition. Members of the militia group were detained and being held as part of an investigation by police. In New York City, protests took place across the city. 600 plainclothes so-called anti-crime police officers were reassigned to other units. In Bethel, Ohio, population 2,700, tensions and altercations continued between Black Lives Matter protesters and counter-protesters, with several arrests made throughout the day. On Sunday, the day prior, about 100 Black Lives Matter protesters in Bethel were met with around 800 Back the Blue counter-protesters, some openly carrying guns and baseball bats, shouting racist slurs and forcing protesters to move from their original protest location. A 9 p.m. curfew was put into effect Sunday and Monday evening. In Cincinnati, Ohio, around 75 protesters gathered at City Hall in support of defunding the police. Protesters listened to the City Council budget meeting live proceedings and heard statements from Black clergy leaders who advocate for defunding the police and have been discussing those demands with the mayor and City Council. In the meeting, City Council members noted receiving large volumes of emails regarding the city budget and have added an additional third day for public comment given the high demand for speaking slots. public comment will be heard on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week. In Eugene, Oregon, protesters held a small demonstration at Cesar Chavez Elementary School to protest the Eugene Police contract with the local 4J school district. In Portland, Oregon, over 1,000 people marched to the downtown jail. Speakers demanded officials cut the police budget by $50 million and disband the police force over time. Police attacked the crowd with stun grenades and arrested 10 people. In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on the 17th consecutive day of protest, approximately 100 white vigilantes assaulted a smaller group of Black Lives Matter protesters while claiming to defend a Christopher Columbus statue in South Philly. At least two Black Lives Matter protesters were physically assaulted, and several dozen police officers watched the assaults without intervening. The mayor announced today he asked the city's public art manager to gather comments on the continued presence of the statue. Protests to defund the police continued, with demonstrations in front of the mayor's apartment over the weekend. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in front of the city county building, local activists demanded a series of police reforms, including cutting police budgets, increasing oversight, and removing police from schools. In Nashville, Tennessee, 21 autonomous zone protesters were physically removed from Capitol property by Tennessee Highway Patrol after refusing to leave after 11 p.m. 19 of them were cited and released, while two of them were arrested for public intoxication. Protesters have returned and said they will continue coming back until the governor agrees to a meeting. In Salt Lake City, Utah, some 200 protesters met at the Capitol to listen to young activists of color detail their demands for officials. Organizers requested protesters not destroy property. Protesters marched to the city county building. Cops made no arrest. The police continued to block traffic for the protesters. A group in Cottonwood Heights, a small community east of Salt Lake, held a smaller protest outside the police department with no arrests. The organization Families Against Domestic Violence also held a demonstration near the city courthouse. 20 attended and no one was arrested. In Seattle, Washington, City Council unanimously voted Monday to ban the use of less lethal weapons such as blast balls, tear gas, and pepper spray. Chokeholds were banned in a separate piece of legislation. The armed militia group Proud Boys showed up to counter-protest and were filmed assaulting a man outside of the Chop/Chaz area after stealing the man's phone. That's all the news we could compile for June 15th. For transcripts of the episode plus an interactive map, go to riseupdaily.com. If you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing to help us spread the word. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, stay safe and power to the people.